I'm Habiba. I'm with my 5 kids for 3 weeks now.
My name is Yanda. I'm in hotel with my family of 3, my husband and 2 sons.
I'm Marie. I'm here 7 months pregnant and I'm by myself. It's a nightmare. I mean, nobody's helping me. I'm 7 months pregnant. I've been to the hospital twice. I called my caseworker and said, what's going to happen to me? Oh, you're going to stay there for the next 3 months until you have your baby. How can I have my baby in this filth? So I said, I would rather kill myself before I'll stay here and have my child in here. It's inhumane for him to say that.
It's a temporary measure though, isn't it? I mean, it's a temporary measure because they haven't got enough houses in Newham at the moment. That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. I don't know about that. But they told me that I'm going to stay here for 3 weeks. It's been 4 weeks.
They said they've got houses in Birmingham. That's why they sent us here. When we were sent here, when we were given tickets, we were actually told that our house is in Birmingham. There's nothing in Newham. So we expect to be housed, not to stay here for 2 months or however long. What we were told is we have to go and see a house in Manchester. So moving us from Newham to here, I mean, we've got children. They need to be in school. If we're going to be moved from here again to Manchester when we're told there's houses here. I mean, we're not getting anywhere. We're just being moved from one place to the next.
What about you, Habiba, coming to Birmingham? Is this somewhere where you might even settle rather than stay in Newham? Because obviously it's going to be cheaper for you to live here than it will be down in London.
Yeah, that's what they said, but I don't mind about that, yeah? But my main problem now is my kids are not going to school.
You've got schools around here. Why can't you get into them?
If I put them school here, they might put me in Manchester tomorrow. Or they might take me to another part of Birmingham. And if they move me to part of Birmingham, I can't change school. I have to be running from where they move me and here every day to put them in school.
I don't mind Birmingham because I've changed all my hospitals, all my antenatal appointments, everything is here. So
it's likely your baby will be born here.
Yeah, which is fine by me, but not in this hotel. I told them that. I called my caseworker and said, what's going on? What happened to my case? And he told me, oh, you might be staying in that hotel for 3 months. I said, 3 months?
And you've been here 4 weeks now. So, I mean, that would take you right up to the birth of the baby,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah, that's insane. I can't have my child in this hotel.
Have you seen the place inside?
I'm not allowed to go in and have a look. But,
yeah. We had a leak in the room from the toilet upstairs. And we had to spend the night in the room with them not changing us.
I don't have toilet in my room with 5 children. I have to share toilet outside with a baby, 1 year old baby. I have to take her out and bed her outside.
So when you're talking about getting a house, who are you talking to? People in Newham, people in Birmingham, or the people who are running the thing from Manchester?
People in Newham. And the main problem is the caseworkers.
So you still effectively belong to Newham Borough Council? Yes.
But the problem now is our caseworkers, we don't communicate with them. You can call them 1,000 times, they won't pick the phone. You leave a message, they won't respond to you. You leave an email, so how can we know what is our situation? We won't know.
During daily life, what are you doing every day?
Nothing.
I just sit around all day.
Yeah, just to sit around, take the kids around, because they can't live here like a prisoners, 24 hours. They want to go out.
So and the facilities, you've got a kitchen, a shared kitchen, haven't you?
Yeah, there's a sharing kitchen for everyone. Share kitchen.
And how many people are here?
There's more than 10 families in here.
Yeah. And are most families in one room?
Oh yeah, one room. I all my kids and family is 2 rooms together, like Palo and inside. And they are tiny, no space for us.
And how many beds have you got?
I got 4 beds.
4 beds between 6 of you?
All my kids are sharing bed and I have to share with my baby. Only my son has his own single bed.
Have you much hope that you will get houses in the next few weeks?
I don't know. For me, I don't know because I can't. Since when I come here, I didn't talk to my caseworker. I call her, I text, I email her, nothing.
And has anybody from Newham been in touch with any of you since you came up here?
No, not for me.
None of us.
You're all in limbo, is what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.